Welcome back to the Avenues in Hull. This is the first part. I hope to do this perhaps four short parts of my testimony. I'm David Mackerith, and this is how I came to know the Lord Jesus Christ. And this first part is about the influence on me before I went to university in St. Andrews in 1981. In other words, my childhood and upbringing. And the way that God dealt with me then, before I was even a Christian. So in Galatians chapter 1 and verse 15, Paul says, "But when it pleased God, who separated me from my mother's womb and called me by his grace..." There was a time when God called me by his grace to become a Christian, to believe on Jesus Christ to the conversion of my soul. But before that, throughout my life, I'm aware that God's hand was on me for good. Even though I had not any idea in my mind of who God was, of who Jesus Christ was, the Lord had mercy on me, and I hope to bring some of these examples out. God is somebody who is in charge of our lives. Paul there talks about God separating him from his mother's womb. And that's true of all of us, whether we acknowledge him or not. When I was a child, I was born in Surrey and spent my childhood in Surrey. And I went to school. There were always Christian assemblies. Every day there was a reading of the Bible and prayers. Every day we had a talk given by a teacher on some aspect of what the Bible taught. Now, I'm pretty certain that nearly all of those teachers were either humanists or atheists, and the talks we got were all about social good. But even so, by the time I became a Christian at the age of 18, I had a good stock of Christian teaching and Christian content and Bible content in my heart. And the Lord Jesus Christ put that content there. Others said to me that they haven't had that benefit. They didn't grow up with that. And when they became Christians, they lacked that. They were starting from scratch with the Bible, but we weren't starting from scratch. We already had a store of scripture in our hearts. Well, what can I say? I went to school, primary school, then secondary school. Every day we sang Christian hymns such as "There is a green hill far away." And we had Bible reading. When I was a little child, when we had Christmas, we still were taught about Jesus Christ. The whole focus of Christmas then was on Jesus Christ, on his birth in Bethlehem. It wasn't about Santa Claus. It wasn't about the snowman. It wasn't about Winterval and partying and all of these things. It was all about Jesus. Even if we weren't Christians, it was all about Jesus. But these things washed over me. But from an early age, I knew the story of Jesus being born in Bethlehem. And when I went to secondary school in London, to begin with, there was a day when the Gideons came and spoke to the class, to the whole school in fact, and every pupil was given a Gideon New Testament, a leather-bound Gideon New Testament, a small book that slipped into the top pocket of your blazer. And this book was, to me, a wonderful book. I didn't understand its importance or its significance. Perhaps like many students, I would take it out, finger it, and then open it and read some verses at random. I thought it was a very nice book. The next day, one of the other pupils came to me and he said, "Would you like to buy my Gideon New Testament? I don't want it." So I said yes, so I bought it off him. Now, that's a very small thing, really, isn't it? Except that it's not. Because the Bible says, "Buy the truth and sell it not." And I bought the truth. And he sold it. I don't know if that particular pupil ever became a Christian. But I know that I did, because God had mercy on me. And perhaps that was a sign that God was having mercy on me at that early stage. They could say, well, God showed me favour because I showed favour to his word. But it doesn't work like that. If anything like that happens, it's by the grace of God. He's starting to plant in the heart of a sinner something really important. And then also, riding home on the bus from my secondary school in London one day, I found a chick tract on the bus. I've spoken about this in my talk, my sermon on the judgment of God, which you can find on the YouTube page that I have. And this chick tract, I read it and I thought, what's this? But it spoke about a man whose life was clear, was revealed before God, and it showed the fires of hell, and it showed the judgment to come. I didn't think a lot of it, But that book prepared me to receive the gospel because it taught me what hell was. So that when somebody came to tell me the gospel at the age of 18, at the age of 12 I'd already been prepared by God. Never underestimate the value of putting a chick tract on a bus. Children and others will pick them up and read them. And then there were deliverances from death for me. When I was a very young child, I fell into the Thames. My parents didn't notice. The first they noticed was I was floating off down the Thames with an angelic expression on my face, with water washing over it. They rescued me. Now, I think many of us will have stories of deliverance from death. John Wesley and Martin Lloyd-Jones were both delivered from burning houses in the nick of time. But these deliverances come from God. Another deliverance from death was when I was sailing by myself in a very small boat at the age of 10 on the River Ribble, and the boat capsized, and although I got the boat back upright again, I couldn't climb back into it. And I was sailing out to sea, being dragged behind a boat with no help near at hand, and then a yacht appeared, and a man jumped off the yacht onto the boat, pulled me in, sailed it to the shore, and thanked my parents very much because he was late for his train and this had saved his day. But he had saved my life. Deliverance from death belonged to the Lord. And then there were other influences. At the age of 13, my parents divorced and we moved to Lancashire, a long way from London. My new life as a northerner as opposed to a southerner in England began. And when I went to Lancashire, I really miss my father. So many children today are missing a father. I know what that feels like. We need our fathers. Girls need fathers. Boys need fathers. They need the influence of a father in their lives. And yet so much of that is missing today because we have so discounted family values, family life. And very often the father is absent. Well, that was true for me. And there was a barrier that came up between my father at that time and myself because he was 200 miles away in London and I was in Lancashire that was never ever resolved, fixed or taken away. I was very sad. It's one of the great griefs of my life. But in Lancashire, I went to school. Again, we had Bible readings. We even had a couple of teachers who were sincere when they spoke about the Bible to us. Although most, I think, weren't. And one day when I was about 17, in the sixth form of the grammar school, the RE teacher of the school had invited what he called a Christian evangelist to come and speak to us. Now, this man did come and speak to us. And if I was talking about it today, I'd probably say, well, it was a bit wishy-washy and, you know, I'd like a much harder message than that. But this is what happened to me at the time. This man came and he spoke about Jesus Christ to us. And he had a guitar and he sang some Christian songs. And at the end of it, he said, anybody that'd like to come and speak to me about Jesus Christ, please do. And I thought in my heart, I would love to speak to this man about Jesus Christ. So I got up to go forward and speak to him afterwards. And a very good friend of mine came and stopped me and said, don't talk to him, you don't want to be a Christian. So I said, okay, oh no, I don't know, I wasn't prepared to say that I wanted to be a Christian. So I didn't, but that man left a lasting impact on my heart. And I say this because evangelists may feel they go again and they go again and they go again and nothing happens, but I'm certain God was working in my heart. One sows, another reaps. We should be encouraged. And there were these influences in my heart even before I went to St. Andrews University, where I became Christian. So God was preparing me. God was working in my heart. There's one more influence, and I need to say this because this was an incredibly powerful influence which brought me towards the Lord Jesus Christ as my Saviour. But before I say what it was, I also need to say I don't recommend it. I think it is blasphemous. I think it is evil. I think it is horrible. But God used it. God used the musical Jesus Christ Superstar as a means of bringing me towards the Lord Jesus Christ. Now that musical is full of horrible blasphemies, but for me, what it showed me was just the sheer power of the story of Jesus and the significance of Jesus. That's how God worked it in my heart. So even those very things that were set up as an opposition to the gospel, God used to bring me to the Lord Jesus Christ. The Lord Jesus has had great mercy on me. When we believe on Jesus Christ, we have the salvation of our souls. If we are His, we can look back throughout our lives, however long, without Him, and see those deliverances from death, those influences, where God allowed us to see things which have taught others to mock, but taught us to wonder at what He was doing. These are some of the ways in which God was preparing me to receive His gospel when I went to university. I give my thanks to God, and I rejoice in what He has done, what He's done for me. There was a time when it pleased God by His grace to deliver me from my sin. But until then, all of those hymns, all of those Bible readings, messages meant nothing to me. I couldn't understand them. I couldn't comprehend them. It takes the Holy Spirit to open our eyes. There was a boy in school, and it quickly went round the school that he was preaching in the open air because he was a Christian. And I went out of my way to despise him. I repent for that. God has made me an open air preacher, and I'm willing to bear the reproach that goes with that. But these are some of the influence that God had on my life before I became a Christian. Thanks be to God for His unspeakable gift.